This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Katrina Rowe, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what's been happening in your life?
Well, look, what I'm talking about today isn't strictly parenting. It's more about family life. But we've been having a few dramas in the Rowe household, so I thought I'd just sort of give some regular advice, really. If you think that your beloved doesn't do enough to help around the house, I have a simple experiment for you. Take a pair of gardening clippers and just snip that delicate little muscle at the back of their leg known as the Achilles tendon.
That's not very nice.
You know, alternatively, you could just apply a crowbar to the kneecap or drop a brick from a great height onto a thonged foot. Either of those things would probably work equally well for what I'm trying to demonstrate this morning.
Okay, so it sounds like you're advocating torture here. Is there a point...
Well, look, what I'm trying to say is that when your better half is suddenly incapacitated, you realise how much they must normally do around the house without you even noticing or fully appreciating. Right now, my husband is in hospital recovering from an operation to his Achilles tendon after it fully snapped during a routine bushwalk last week. Now, thankfully, he hasn't been in a lot of pain, but this operation actually has a 12-month recovery period, so... This means that for the next few months, possibly six at least, my husband can't walk, can't drive, and most importantly, can't take out the garbage.
Wow, so it sounds like you're going to be overworked and underpaid, Katrina.
It's devastating, devastating. And I'm actually feeling really quite physically tired already just from doing all the physical jobs that my husband normally does, which I don't even notice that he normally does. But, for example, I mowed the lawn this week for the first time in 10 years. And it might sound a bit, you know, well, why haven't I mowed the lawn for 10 years? But it's because when I first got married, my mother gave me an excellent piece of advice. And she said, don't start out doing any job that you don't want to do for the rest of your entire married life. So, you know, I stopped mowing the lawn and we demarcated responsibility. And now that's just gone out the window and I'm doing everything. I feel like some kind of 1950s housewife, you know, serving my husband drinks while he sits with his feet up, except that I don't think 1950s housewives had to drive their husbands everywhere as well.
Or mow the lawns.
Or mow the lawn. No, I don't think they did that either. But anyway, it's sort of becoming obvious to me that there's only one real solution to this predicament, and that is that I'm going to have to teach Bertie how to mow the lawn, carry the groceries, vacuum the house, and, you know, make Daddy's coffee, because... You know, after all, she's almost three. That time she took on some responsibility. I can't do everything.
I agree. That's right. Not the safest. Have you in your household had somebody incapacitated for a time? Have you noticed the difference and you thought they didn't do that much around the house and thought, hang on, they actually do quite a bit. Love to hear your stories this morning on this. What strategies did you employ to survive this period of time? Or maybe it was something that became a permanent situation. Love to hear from you this morning. 1-300-40-2020. How did you get through this particular situation? Thank you so much, Katrina.
Oh, you're welcome.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Oh, I think wow. I hear a bell ringing. No.
Wow.
Have you got a bell, actually, Katrina? Do you have a bell for Chris when he gets home?
We don't have a bell. I'm sure we'll have to require one and a walking stick as well.
Oh, yeah. Man, I'm sorry.
Okay, we're thinking of it, absolutely. But
Hannah, in your home, anything like that ever happen?
Well, no, because Andrew never gets sick, but
oh, nice.
He was at work one day, so I took the liberty of mowing the lawn.
Oh, good.
No, I mowed. I thought the lower I went, the better, because then he wouldn't have to mow like next week or the week after.
Oh.
I killed the grass,
oh.
And then I stopped the lawnmower, and that was that. It was a tragic ending.
So he can't afford to injure himself, in other words. What about your home? Has it ever happened to you? Either mum or dad were taken out of action and you just have to do it all yourself. 1-300-40-2020 if you'd like to share your story.
On a side note, that's a good way to get out of doing jobs. You do it poorly the first time and your spouse says, that's it, you're not doing that ever again.
Yep.
That works. But anyway, back onto topic. Yeah, love to hear from you this morning. 1-300-40-2020.
Natasha, how does it work in your home?
Well, I was in a relationship for quite a few years with a couple of children. My partner and I had separated, and I just found it overwhelming. And
you've broken up. Sorry.
Yes.
Sorry, Natasha. Your mobile broke out. We didn't hear what she said then. So unfortunately you'd split up. And after that point, what did you say? Sorry.
Yeah, that's correct. And that I've been single in that now for about 2 years and that, but just the struggle in that as being a single woman and that not having the extra muscles and that, I don't think that I really appreciated my ex-partner as much as that I could have. Mm-hmm. Especially in that, as I said, once you sort of when you're used to having that muscle power and that, you definitely realise that it's gone once it's there. Just the simple thing of taking the bin out and stuff. Admittedly, I never used to like to do that, and I'm now having to do that. Even arguing with myself, I find that really hard to do. There's a lot of value there.
Wow. Oh, I appreciate appreciate sharing that, Natasha. Thanks heaps.
No problem. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah. Look, it's an interesting experiment. Maybe it's worthwhile trying in your household. I don't know.
Worthwhile trying?
No. Go away for a week.
What if you get sick for a little while?
No. But what? Go away for a week or something, or a weekend.
Okay. Have your
blokey weekend away. And what?
Is that fair?
And then say,
it's blokey.
Hang on. No. Listen.
That's
listen.
A bit sexist, isn't it?
I think
can turn
so.
You both off. No. You have your blokey, and in reverse, right. You have a lady weekend away. You go away for the weekend.
With the gals.
And with the gals, have a great weekend, have a break, mm-hmm. which women deserve and men deserve too, okay? So we each individually at separate times, obviously, so it works out. And you experience for that weekend the taking on the whole. Now, in some cases that happens already because some people in their jobs have to go away for a while. Mm. But you, for that weekend, take on all the responsibilities of what has to. It's a taste because if you do the bills and the budgeting and stuff in your house, it's a bit different.
I'm so glad you're here because Aaron always says sexist comments.
Oh, Dan, I'm ignoring you both.
And it's great.
You're ruining
that
something
we'll
that would
be
a
able to have, the
have you done that before?
Girl power,
when
Aaron.
Was the last time you, Dan, were stuck with all the roles in your house?
2 weeks ago, I took both the kids away to give Leah a weekend by herself.
A weekend? Okay, but like how about taking on budgeting? And all the cooking and the responsibilities and stuff like that.
Oh, I don't budget.
When's the last time
we
did that?
I don't
but, well, that's what I'm saying. I wonder if it's worthwhile as an experiment.
That's a good
you take
idea.
On all the roles or you switch roles. That might not work
if,
with the job.
If I did the budgeting roles. For an entire week, if yeah. I was to do the budgeting, we would end up with a whole bunch of lollies and DVDs and games and no bills would be paid.
Well,
and hyperactive kids.
And hyperactive kids.
You'll appreciate your wife more.
I do already.
And
I
she will appreciate the fact that she looks after that stuff. I don't know. I just think that'd be a worthwhile experience.
I think we should do it.
All right.
Fine. Andrew, look out.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, keep the conversation going. From mouthsofbabes.com is Katrina's blog site. Worth checking out.
Yes.
You tried to do it
I'm
again.
Just saying,
you tried to make me dig a hole.
I already appreciate my wife. I don't
Whatever.
Need to do that.
Yeah.
He doesn't need to go away,
Whatever.
Aaron.
Whatever.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.